are grateful to gather together in the name of Christ, wherever you are gathering from. Many of us are gathered on the unceded territories of the Squamish, the Musqueam, and the Tsleil-Waututh nations. So tonight is a new experience for us. It is a space that I wanted to host to help you hold space for pondering and reflective prayer through the traditional Ignatian examen. And the purpose of this is so that we can grow together in our awareness of God's movement in our everyday lives. Just a few introductory words. So in terms of the format, this is the way it will look. Each week, we will have 7 to 10 minutes of instruction around some of the process, the history of the examen, some of the wisdom of discernment. I'll get into that a little bit more later. After that, we will have about 30 minutes of actually praying the examen, and you will be praying that on your own in your home as I guide you through that. During this examen part, there will be moments of silence. For the shorter moments of silence, we will simply have that as silent. There'll be a slide up that will tell you each of the portions as we go through them, how much time will be allotted, so you'll have a little bit of sense of how long the silence will last. There's one longer portion of the examen that is 15 minutes, and during that time, we'll be playing some quiet instrumental music that may help hold that space. If for you, that's something that's distracting, just turn that volume down and you'll have a general sense of how long that will last. During this time, you may want to sit prayerfully in a reflective space. If you're listening to this as a podcast, you could go on a walk. Or some people find it helpful just to jot down what they're hearing or what they're sensing in the journal. Whatever helps you hold a space prayerfully. Finally, I just want to note that I will be drawing on a few authors particularly that have been helpful. I'm just going to name them here quickly, but if any of you are interested in further resources, feel free to reach out. I'm happy to pass those along. There's even a good app that I've discovered to help guide us through this. So some of the people I'll be drawing on, one is called Father Timothy Gallagher. Another one is Father James Martin and also Thomas Green. Those are Jesuit authors that have a lot of wisdom when it comes to the examen and Ignatian spirituality. I want to give you just a little bit of context. I mentioned already Ignatius of Loyola. He's a guy that lived quite a few years ago, from 1491 to 1551 in Spain. And he's the co-founder of the Jesuits, who you've probably heard of. Ignatius was a soldier and got injured in battle. And during his convalescence, he started noticing what would draw him closer to God and what led him away. And over the many years then following, as he committed his life to God's service, he noticed many of these patterns and these movements of what would draw him more deeply into God's love and God's ways, and what would send him the other direction. And over time, he wrote this down, and it's those experiences as well as those who have come after him who have drawn on this wisdom that we'll be drawing from during this time. He developed something called the spiritual exercises, and in that is this practice. He called it the examination of consciousness or conscience. In short form, we call it the examen. And the purpose of the examen is to become more and more aware of God's presence and guidance in our everyday lives. It's often easier to maybe see God's movement looking back. And so this is a form of reflection. But the purpose is that as we go along, then we will start to notice more and more maybe in the moment where God is moving, and to be aware of that so that we can respond. We pay attention to our thoughts, our promptings, our emotions, and our choices in this. So this is my hope for us as well, that we will grow in this awareness individually and then as a community. There's 5 components to the traditional examen. And some people switch the order of this up, and that's actually okay, especially the first point and the second point. Sometimes people reverse the order, but we'll be sticking more with what's been traditional. So first, we will become aware of God's presence. And then from there, we'll move directly. The first step is gratitude. So we'll try to recall the gifts and the goodness from the day or the season and give thanks for this. So by beginning with gratitude, there's a lot of wisdom here because it establishes our focus from the beginning. The focus is not simply introspection or self-examination. It is actually to be with God and to see life as a gift. So beginning with gratitude orients us in this way. And the invitation here is to savor the gifts, not just to list them, but to savor them. One author said, savoring is an antidote to our increasingly rushed lives. You sanctify whatever you are grateful for. From there, we move to a very simple prayer. This next step called petition is simply to ask God for light and courage to review the day. We are not trying to do this in our own strength, but we simply ask God to illuminate what we have already lived through and how God sees this. And then we get into the meat of the examine, which sometimes we've probably done some simplified forms of this. This is called the review or the review of the day. And this is where we go back over the day and we notice where we have had spiritual desolation or spiritual consolation. Now, those are big words, and this is where the bulk of our instruction will come from in the weeks ahead. But basically, it is going through the day, reviewing the day with God and looking for the stirrings in our hearts and the thoughts that God has given us. And we notice maybe what seems to be from God, what has drawn me towards God or God's ways, and what has been the opposite. And then from that, what choices have I made? When I felt these promptings, what choice did I make? It's a way of reviewing that together. And I just want to encourage us here not to get frustrated. This is the challenge for us to learn to discern. Was this from God or was this something else? On the outside, something may look very similar, but underneath it, there may be different motivations or different things that are prompting us. So for now, just be curious with God and with trust that God will bring illumination to your day through taking time to pause with God. And this is what we'll explore further as we go along. After you've spent some time doing that, you listen for, well, from based on that, where do I want to receive greater healing or release? You express to God your sorrow for the ways that you didn't respond to God's prompting of love. And the great thing about this too is that we then receive the forgiveness of God and God's grace. And from that place, we look to the day ahead and we ask for what graces we need, how we are being prompted based on this for the day ahead. We may even plan concretely how we want to live the next day in response to the gifts of God that we've been shown in this moment. So if you will shift now into a time of being prepared to listen. You may want to open your palms as a sign of your openness to God's presence. So let me just pray. God, thank you that you are here with us. Thank you for this intention to hear from you and to become aware of your presence in our daily lives. We offer you this intention and ask for you to move. Amen.